Yo, what up? What up? How y'all doing? Honestly, this is Jacoby Radio. I'm probably gonna change his name soon, and I'm probably gonna change his intro soon. I ain't even got neither one of them going, but I figure instead of trying to perfect everything, just release some stuff for y'all, for all the believers out there who, you know, holding it down, you know, being a soldier out here, doing what you gotta do, living and striving. You know, might as well at least share stuff, right, that y'all can take every day with y'all. So, yo, welcome to Jacoby Radio. Enjoy. Some podcasts that's released on the music that I add on here won't transfer over. So if you get some awkward transitions, hey, bear with me. Peace and love, y'all. Shalom. Shalom, everybody. What's up, party people? So I'm coming to here to share y'all some cool food for thought. You can call it the bread of the day, word of the day, whatever you want. I found this cool little excerpt. I found this. This is 2 Chronicles, the first chapter, starting at verse 7. And it goes down to the end of verse 13, starting at verse 14. Now, this is pretty cool. This is when King Solomon was about to become king. And his father David had told the kingdom, like, Solomon's going to be my heir to my throne, because David had other sons and he had other family members. So this is a very pivotal moment. So for anybody who sees themselves as having knowledge, wisdom, or understanding, right, or even consider themselves any kind of king or queen with inside themselves, where the spirit flourishes, this is a great place for you to check out. So this subtitled Solomon Prays for Wisdom, starting at verse 7 of 2 Chronicles 1:7. It says, "In the night, God appeared to Solomon and said to him, ask what I shall give you. And Solomon said to God, 'You have shown great and steadfast love to David, my father, and have made me king in his place. O Lord God, let your word to David, my father, be now fulfilled, for you have made me king over a people as numerous as the dust of the earth. Give me now wisdom and knowledge to go out and come in before this people. For who can govern this people of yours, which is so great?' God answered Solomon, 'Because this was in your heart, and you have not asked for possessions, wealth, honor, or the life of those who hate you, and have not asked for long life, but have asked for wisdom and knowledge for yourself, that you may govern my people over whom I've made you king. Wisdom and knowledge are granted to you. I will also give you riches, possessions, and honor, such as none of the kings who had came before you, and none after you shall have like this.' So Solomon came from the high place at Gibeon, and from before the tent of meeting, to Jerusalem. And he reigned over Israel." Share it, love it, understand it. It's pivotal moments like this not only change people like Solomon's lives, but changes ourselves in a blessed way. Whatever you're asking for, whatever you're trying to do, whatever you believe God has in store for you, know that if you ask from your heart, blocking everything out, blocking every thought, blocking any idea of somebody holding you as a hypocrite, blocking any thought of you losing anybody in your life, losing something or a resource, whatever it may be, block it all out. And truly ask God, ask Christ, what are you supposed to be doing with what God has given you authority to govern over? Even your personal finances, to your micros of thing in your life, to the most macro. Ask from your heart, because God knows it already. See, it's like you might as well just be 100 with him. Just tell how it is. Because at that point, it's just you and him. Right? Like right now, it's just me and this phone in my room, but I'm sharing it with y'all. You don't necessarily have to share it. Just when it's just you and just space, God is there. He right there. You can't see him, right? It's in this high place. Have faith. Have faith. Love y'all, man. Share that. Share the love. And to say my words, but share the love of God. Share the love of Christ. Peace. Shalom. Hey, may the glory of the Lord be upon y'all, man. May y'all have wisdom and understanding and knowledge. May the things that you seek for be granted if it's in his will. I love y'all. May y'all share and continue to share with other people things that you hear and you pick up and you learn from each other. And share it. That's a powerful thing. That's love. All right, y'all. Get at me. Send me any kind of comments. Let me know. Y'all can reach out to me any which way. I'll shoot more episodes to y'all, man. Peace and love. Be safe out there, y'all. This is your Kobe Radio. Facts.